You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. 216-578, time for a couple quick questions, and then we'll get to Jim Donovan. Chevy in New Jersey, what's up, Chevy?
On board that we got a problem with the coach. You didn't come out and say it, but you pretty much covered all the bases. So now that we're all in agreement, I like Flip as coach, and I like Ron Wolf's son as the GM.
Elliot?
Yes. What do you think of that?
He was flying up the food chain just to, you know, during that season. And I forget his role. You know, obviously somewhere in scouting, but he got promoted soon thereafter because Reggie McKenzie then left to take over the Oakland job. So everyone kind of took a full on step up, and he has a big hand, you know, there in Green Bay with Ted Thompson on what they do in the draft.
Yeah, I don't want to blow up the coaching staff. I mean, I just want to put Flip as coach and hire a new defensive coordinator. We could do that by this Sunday. Then we could quit dwelling on everything and look at the positive, think Joey Bosa and you know, a couple of Ohio State players and move forward, you know, strong.
Well, the day that we can start moving forward, which is really in reality, it's today. You don't know what's going to happen in terms of the big decisions, but this team needs to start moving. They need to think about it that way. Okay, we've just bottomed out. That's as bad as it's ever going to happen. And I don't know if guys in the locker room look at each other and are like, we can't get beat like that again. And
hey,
you come
guys,
out and you try to show over the final quarter of the season, look, I want to be here. You're playing for your lives, basically. You're playing for, you know, your NFL life, because it's not easy to get picked up off of a team like this, I would imagine, after a season like this.
No, it's not. But, I mean, Hartline gets it.
I think since he's that good.
Since he is that good. But as we just were talking about, since our last victory, we've lost by an average of 17 points a game. I mean, that's staggering. We've given up over 30 points in five straight games. All right, let's go to Sam and Parma real quick. Sam, welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Nathan.
You got it.
Just one thing. I have a totally opposite view. I feel like Cleveland should be the number one place any coach or anybody wants to be. And the reason is that we're the farthest from the top. We would make the biggest change if somebody came here and they turned, like the coach, turned our team around. We haven't won a title here in the NFL for, 60 years? I think that they have the wrong people selling, basically, the Browns. I mean, they need somebody who really, all these great players should want to come here, because what's it like if Seattle wins another Super Bowl? Okay, great, you did. You know, it's not a big deal. But it would be huge to not just Cleveland, but the whole NFL and the world would see that somebody could change their stars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do get what you're saying. And in some cases, it's, you know, even with Urban Meyer being rumored, and he's squashed down the rumors of him coming here to Cleveland, it's they were going to offer him an obscene amount of money. And the obscene amount of money is A, because of the amount of work that he'll have to put in here, right? And then B, because it is Cleveland. You know, that's the flat out. I mean, I've talked to free agents to their face that have signed here in the last 5 years, and they had a better offer, or they took more money in Cleveland because obviously they wanted to capture as much money in that career that we talked about, Nathan, as opposed to going another place for less.
Right.
So, I mean, you're overpaying because of the amount of work, and you're also overpaying because the depiction, especially, and it's probably, I don't even know if it's at its lowest point right now, but the depiction of this organization is in shambles.
It's hopefully going to get better, because it really doesn't seem like it can get much worse than now. When we come back, we're going to hear from the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Jim Donovan. He will be with us right after this.